Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Lives and Friends. My name is Terry, and you can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul, and follow us on our blog, divaabdul.com. And there you can sign up for our e-newsletter, so that way you receive all of our blogs accumulated one email per day. And we also have a Google Plus page for the blog there. And don't forget to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also on Facebook. Diva Days is our friend page, and Diva Days for Lives is our fan page. So there's a million ways to get a hold of us, and there's a million ways to get all the latest information on Days of Our Lives. So, and tonight we have Anna joining us.
Hello.
And she's at Causey Hooch. And Marianne.
Hello, everyone.
She's at Mama Hooch. So, we were pretty busy this week.
Yeah.
Yes, we had our bookend of accents, so yeah. Anna, do you want to start us off and talk about Ian on Monday?
Oh, me? Did you say me?
Yes.
Did you say me? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Ian, just delightful as always. Love his voice, and he's always so sweet and funny. And so it was just lovely getting to connect with him again. He's just a doll. He's just a favorite. You know, we talked a little bit about GH, but he can't say a whole lot about story, of course. So he was careful about that. But we had a nice time and. It's just nice to hear from everybody, all the support that he got when people called in and everything. And he's just always a pleasure. He's such a neat person. I just love him. I just think he's just a sweet guy and so talented and generous. And you can just tell that he would be a joy to work with. I know Lauren, when he was on Days, I know Lauren really loved working with him. And likewise, he really enjoyed working with her. And you can just tell, and of course with Sonola, they go way back and on GH. So it was just really a nice thing to be able to reconnect with him and, lots of fun.
Yeah, he's always such an amazing guest, and it's always so great to hear from him. And we've had fantastic stories, so we just love Ian, and everybody loves Ian.
Yes.
Don't you think, Marianne?
Oh yeah, I had it was always fun talking to him, and especially when he was talking about General Hospital and the 50th anniversary and the big thing with Duke and Anna fans, which I have learned through the past history going and watching on YouTube, and that was the tango, kind of like how we talked the tango with Teo and Lauren. The tango is a big part of Duke and Anna's history, and so all his fans were really happy about that, and. Also, him wearing the kilt. He wore his kilt on the for the anniversary show, so that was a big thing. And he said, he's learning from the 50th anniversary. I was telling him that I kind of learned. It helped me with all these old characters coming back, learning who they were and a little bit of the history and how they interact with all the other characters. And he was learning when he came back, because he's been gone for 20 years, so he kind of didn't know who all the new people were. So he had to learn. All that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always, it's interesting, the different things he, has to say, different things that he's doing. He does different readings, he does workshops and that, kind of like what Teo does, and does different readings and things. There's one thing that I wanted to ask him, though, that he had talked about on another interview, was his accent. When he came over, he had a thick Scottish accent, like really thick, that was very hard to understand, and he knew if he wanted to go into acting, he had to learn not to do that. So he, you know, went to acting, you know, the speech, and they he's kind of gotten rid of it. I would have liked, I wanted to ask him, like, does he ever go back into that? Like, if he goes back home to Scotland where he starts talking like that. But I don't know, it kind of slipped my mind. I forgot to ask him. But I thought that was interesting how his accent, because his accent is kind of a little different, not really a strong Scottish accent. It's kind of different. It's kind of just like Teo's accent really isn't Australian. It's kind of, I don't know, European, British, I don't know, different, Americanized somehow. Yeah. But it was a nice interview with him.
Yeah, do you want to talk about Teo, Marianne?
Teo, you know. He's always you just give ask Teo a question and just take it away, and he just, you know, talks. And yeah. He just, you know, makes you feel relaxed and right at home, and he's like a wealth of information, and time, you know. He was 2 hours.
That's
he gave us 2 hours
does.
Of his time.
That's so true. It puts you at ease, you know, because it's like, you know, you forget, you know, in my case, I've had a crush on him since I was, 14? I think I used to say 12, but I think I finally did the math, and it was probably, 14 or so. But it's like, you know, I forget that I'm talking to, like, my childhood crush, you know, and it's like, you know, he's just so interesting. Mm-hmm. He's such a wonderful storyteller, and he just had me totally sucked in. I was just like, I felt like I was, you know, sitting at the feet of a master storyteller and just enjoying every word that he said, and just, it was just really neat. And, you know, and you forget, oh my gosh, I'm talking to this man that I've admired for more years than I care to admit, you know, and yet he's just as lovely and gracious and puts you at ease, and, you know, just love him. Just, he's a neat
man. Very passionate about what he does. Very spiritual.
Oh yes.
Believes in very.
And I admire his adventurous spirit, because I'm not nearly as adventurous as he is, and so it's fun to be able to live vicariously through that. Like, he was talking about running into the Hezbollah and all this. You know, everyone thinks he's a terrorist.
Yeah, he's
or,
very lucky.
You know,
he's, you know, still here, really.
Yes. Oh yes.
Yeah, he is.
And I'm thinking, sure, Teo, I'll follow you on any journey as long as I can stay at the 5-star hotels while you go out and do your adventures, and then we'll meet back at the hotel for coffee later or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so I admire.
And stuff,
he has the ability to take you places that you would never go or never be brave enough to
house
go
travelers.
Or, you know.
That's me.
Yeah.
A house traveler, like you said, because, you know, from basically the kind of hard to get. I mean, a lot of us can't afford it or different circumstances, and you can't get there. But and we were talking on Facebook. He was talking about, like, and somebody did mention last night about him being a tour guide. He'd make an excellent tour guide to get, like, a group of his fans together to go somewhere.
Yeah,
and he's kind of almost seriously considering that. So that would be an experience. To go to, like, Greece and Italy or any of those places. There's, I don't know if I want to go to the Middle East, but there's lots of other places to go. What's that?
I'll pass on the Middle East.
I don't think. Well, at this point, he's not even going there. His love is Egypt, and he'd love to go to Egypt, but he knows. You know, I think he might go to Greece this year. I don't know, and I think he'd like to get back home to Australia. Australia is another place would be nice to go. I mean, that's his home. Where he's from, where he grew up. So, yeah, interesting. Lots of stories, lots of nice, lots of interesting day stories, too, that he talked about. So, yeah, and a lot of, you know, girls got to call in and talk to him, and so it was nice.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I can tell you, I was kind of freaking out at the 45-minute part, and I'm like, oh, crap, I have all these callers waiting. I always feel horrible about that. And we got them all in, even our buddy Miranda, who was...
I was thinking, I was wondering, where are they at? But, yeah, he just likes, you know, it's so much to say and talk. But, yeah, and you know what, I think he would have waited for every one of them, too. You know what I mean? If we told them that there was
absolutely.
And who they were, that there was like 4 or 5 callers, he probably would have waited, because I really think the time flew by for him, too. He seemed to enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly that about the time, you know, he was really ready to leave, it was the last caller, so, you know, that was nice. Mm-hmm.
And even with our, with the glitches and stuff, it, you know, he was a trooper and just kept trying and just kept calling back. So, yeah. So,
as all of our callers, it had been him because we took a lot of callers that night and we had no problems with anybody else. So
yeah,
that was amazing.
Of all the luck, right?
Yeah, I think one girl, I think her phone cut out once while she was on hold and she had to call back in. But that's kind of normal. That happens all the time on Blog Talk Radio. You're on hold.
Yeah.
You might get dumped.
So you don't know whether it's the Blog Talk or his phone. I don't know. He was calling from his home phone because when I, you know, tried to get a hold of him, that's what he was on, his home phone. So
Yeah.
So, but it's funny how it, you know, cut out a couple of times, but it worked out. I was a little worried there. I mean, I guess we all probably were like,
oh yeah.
It's going to happen. Yeah, I'm there. Oh, please. You didn't know how many times, you know, he would keep trying, but yeah. And if I remember, wasn't our very first interview with Leanne kind of
oh,
the
that
same
was
way?
A nightmare.
We had the technical, I don't know if it was the same kind of problems or.
No,
was
what
the
happened
phone?
Was I actually read all the frequently asked questions. And it didn't say anything about it. The back then, the dashboard only held 5 callers at a time. I didn't know that. I could have sworn I read the the facts about it. So that was the problem. She couldn't get in because we had
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had so many callers on lunch. But before we were, you know, we had 5 co-hosts. It was Madeline. And we had a few other people, too. So we already had, like, 5 people, you know, waiting to talk to Leanne. So, yeah, that was the problem with Leanne. But thank God she hung in there and she kept calling. But yet, Teo broke some news. His movie he's filming on Thursday, was it Job's Daughter? Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Eric Roberts is going to be in it, and Doris Roberts, and his friend Jack Betts. So, he's doing that, and then August he might be doing another movie. So it's like, holy cow, that's 4 movies in a year. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and Queen Esther's supposed to come out in June, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And Green Story, which we didn't talk about, he has a cameo appearance. That's supposed to come out in the end of May. I think that might be a Memorial Weekend movie. So that's about a Greek. I saw the trailer. It's about a Greek inventor who came up with basically green cleaning and laundry detergents and stuff like that. That was before my time, but I guess the big cleaning companies basically try to squash them. So I just saw Taylor's listed as Mr. James in that movie. So hopefully we get to have a nice role in that one too.
And he talked about his book. I know he said he was meeting with the editor. Getting things together there. So with his, and he's writing, he's kind of coordinating his journeys in with Days because he said Days afforded him to have those journeys. So, yeah, and he's writing. He's finding it hard to write the Days book. He calls it the Days chapter, Dodging Bullets. Trying to find a way to tell the story and tell, but not name names and not hurt feelings and not, you know, trying to do it that way, but to try to tell the stories and, you know, and what happened while he was on Days. So I'm sure he'll find a way. He has a good way with words, so I'm sure he'll find a way. So, well, he covered a lot, I guess.
So you guys can find these interviews here in our archives at Blog Talk Radio, and or if you prefer iTunes. I recommend people to check out iTunes because all of our shows are listed in order and it's very easy to flip through. The thing with Blog Talk Radio, they only list like maybe 5 shows at a time, so you're constantly hitting the arrow and hitting the arrow and hitting the arrow. And I understand because that kind of gives them hits. But if you want to succinctly list, it's right there on iTunes. And subscribe to us on iTunes, and you don't have to do a thing. All of our shows will automatically download for you. So it would be like a nice little surprise. You just, you know, check out iTunes. Oh, look, there's Tao. So So it's really cool. Yeah, so Tim's fantastic, and he's always been a great supporter of ours, and we appreciate him so much. And he gives another fabulous interview, so and we wish him all success in the world with his movies and his book and whatever, and his play. He's probably doing a couple of plays, too, that we don't know about or sort of know about. So he talked about Gaslight. You mentioned that last night again, too.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see him come back to KMA or anywhere in the theater. I keep telling him he needs to do more theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've seen him, Marianne and I have seen him perform live on stage, mm-hmm. and he's just, I mean, you know, he captivates you on TV. He's telling me that, you know, when you're in a room with him, it's just, he just has your attention, and, you know, your eyes are on him, and every word he says, he's just so commanding. So, and he was very funny in the play we saw, too. Oh, class. He was very funny. So,
yeah, all kinds of, from all, you know, emotions. Sad, anger, fun. Yeah. That was like a very emotional, a lot of lines. It was only a two-person play, so there was a lot of dialogue.
I couldn't even imagine doing that. I mean,
no.
That's why that's why we're live. And the podcasts are scripted and all that, and they do skits and all that. I'd have to sit there and read lines. No, thank you. I'd rather just be spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
I think our friend Sabina is on the line, and she's in Atlanta. She's at the charity event. I'm going to see if I can get her on. The Vlog Talk Radio cooperates with me. Hi, is this Sabina? 909? Or is this Angela? Hello?
Maybe she went back to the party.
She could have. Okay, well, I'll put her on mute then.
She's not there?
No, I don't know. She's been on hold for 15 minutes. I thought she was ready to talk. Okay. So, Anna, do you want to start us off with Rate? Did you get caught up on Friday?
Yes, I did see the Rate scenes on Friday. I didn't see the whole episode, but I did fast forward through everything so I can see Rate. Yes. Well, we finally got our first real great PDA. he runs into Kate in, I guess it was the town square or wherever, somewhere, behind some bushes, no less, but still.
No, it was pretty high out in the open, though.
Well, it was in the open, but there was some greenery around, so I don't know. I can't remember what exactly part of the town square it was, but yeah. Wait, did you say it was in the open?
Yeah, it was like near the shop.
Yeah. So it was pretty public, yeah. It was a pretty public display of affection, for sure. But anyway, it was just nice because usually when they're kissing, they're in bed, so we don't ever get to see them anywhere else kissing, so it was kind of fun to see them in another scenario. But it was cute because he had, you know, of course, done his striptease the day before or whatever, and she had to work late the night before, so they didn't get to rendezvous at his place like they normally do, and so I think he missed Kate, and so he just she's talking, and he just grabs her and kisses her, and she's like, "Whoa, okay," you know, like, "Hey, take it, Kate, take it." but anyway, that was pretty hot. It's pretty cute, and you could just tell. I mean, like he said last week when they were in bed, that he goes, "I guess it's pretty obvious I can't keep my hands off of you." So I just love it that they're playing it that way. I just love that. So anyway. So he's like, I don't care who knows about us. And for once, she didn't bring up the S word, Stefano, thank goodness. I don't think she brought him up. Because usually that's her defense for not wanting it public. But anyway, so she kind of took it in stride and all. And then it was really funny because she heard about, this is pretty hot too. She heard about his little striptease act for charity the day before. And she said something about, he goes, oh, look who's been at the bank. And she had this roll of $500 bills, and she pulls it out and she says, "Yeah." She goes, "I'm hoping this will buy me a private." She didn't say it quite this way, but she's something like, "I'm hoping this will buy me a private showing or a private replay of what you did or whatever yesterday." And so it was real cute. And so Anyways, he smiled or whatever. It was just really cute. I just love them. I'm just so, every time I see them together, whether they're fighting or they're playing, I just love them together. And you know, they've been going on, it's what, 2.5 months now, and they're still hot to me. I mean, they're still like, you know, it's still fun. And then towards the end of the episode, they're in bed, and apparently he gave quite a performance. She seemed happy. So anyway, but it was fun. We just don't see enough of them. I mean, we see Brady and Kristen every single frigging day, and I am so sick of those two together. I mean, I love Eric Marstoff, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. I'm so sick of those two together. And yet, we only get Ray, like, once a week this week. I mean, we had to wait till Friday to get to see Ray from Kate. And I'm hoping they're carried over on to Monday. Hopefully they're on Monday. But, you know, so it was just fun to see them together. And, you know, and it was just fun also to see them in public being affectionate with one another. Because up to this point, they've been sneaking around everywhere. So... anyway, so yeah, so it was a big day for Rate fans. We enjoyed that. And on NBC, it said something. Oh, they talked about Sammy too a little bit, and mm-hmm. She had said something at the town square about, you know, are you really? I don't remember her exact words. It was like, are you really over her? Or really, you know, whatever. And he reassured her, but then later when they were in bed, she said, you know, I don't want you to think that I'm insecure. She says, I thought about what I said earlier, and I don't want you to think I'm insecure because I brought Sammy up. She says, I just can't imagine anyone giving up somebody like you or something like that. And then she kissed him. I was like, oh, like, oh. So, yes, Rafe has won me over thanks to Kate. Kate did the magic that no other actress or actor could. I'm really, really enjoying Rafe because of Kate, I think, because of that dynamic between the two of them. I love the way they play off of each other. And NBC tweeted something like, do you think Rafe told Kate the truth? And I tweeted something from Cosby Hoots, and I tweeted something from my, you know, the other account, and basically saying, you know, yes, you know, they're refreshingly honest with one another, and, you know, yes, I think he told her the truth. And I just think, you know, yeah, I mean, it bugged him that Sammy's with EJ, but at the same time, I don't know how the writers are going to play this, but honestly, I feel like Rafe's done with Sammy. I just get the feeling that he's like, you know, he can't keep his hands off of Kate. I don't remember him too much saying that about Sammy, although maybe he did. I don't know. But I just think the chemistry with Kate and Rafe is, you know, so much stronger than I've ever saw it with Rafe and Sammy. But I try to stay away from the fan-based wars and all that, but I just see it a lot more with Kate and Rafe than I did with Sammy and Rafe. So. Anyway, so that's my raid update.
Kate
also had some awesome scenes with Nick, but I haven't actually gotten to see all those yet. But
so. Oh, good, because I want to talk about those scenes.
Okay, good.
That was
good. Okay, go for it.
Early on Friday, they're at the bench that everybody is at with all the shrubbery. And she, I think she's setting him up. She said she liked his work, and then she asked him if he told anybody about his idea, and he said no. She's like, oh, good, good. There's so many, you know, snakes out there that are going to steal your idea. So that, of course, got the idea in my head. She's going to steal the idea from him herself. So that's what I'm thinking. That's just a guess. And then she threatened him and said to him, you serve the pleasure of the queen, which I think it might be my favorite line of 2013, and I stole it. And I'm claiming it as mine, so I think that's awesome.
What was it again, Carrie?
You serve at the pleasure of the queen. Which means, you know, she's referring to her being his boss.
I love it.
So basically she was saying, you know, you better be good to Will or you're fired. That's basically what she was saying.
I love it.
Yeah. She was really twisting the screws on him. So, yeah. Yeah, it was really fascinating. So, yeah, Friday was actually a pretty decent episode. with them and Kate and Rafe having the first public PDA. And of course, I think John, Kristen, and Brady kind of brought the whole thing down. But anyways,
they always do.
Yeah, those two are in it. Like Brady and John are playing Kristen. Like trying to.
Well, Brady's,
you know what I mean? Like that Brady is like Brady and John are going at it like as a pump. But really, do you think they're acting like that to bring Kristen? You know that they. You know, I don't know. That's what I was just thinking.
It's possible, but I can't see.
I know John's playing
Brady
Kristen.
Being. Yeah, I can't see Brady being bright enough to do that. Like I could see him.
I guess it's wishful thinking that I'm hoping. Like, finally, will Brady really? You know. Be smart and not as dumb as what they're portraying him to be, but maybe that's just wishful thinking on my part.
If you're playing revenge on someone and you're having sex with them at the same time, that's kind of a low blow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Kristen. It is, however.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Kristen's doing it to him, but yeah, it's just...
Right. Yeah, Kristen's doing it to him, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you mentioned that Friday was all around a really good episode. Carolyn Coulton wrote the episode. I just looked it up.
That's how we got that awesome line. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just got done watching Friday. It was pretty good. It was probably the best of the week. So.
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Actually, I think John's part in it is kind of annoying. So because it's so obvious what he's doing. And he's pretending to be still interested in her to get them to fight, and it's working because Brady's getting mad, and Kristen's just getting kind of annoyed. I mean, I think they're eventually going to play it that she starts falling for him again, but I can't see that. I mean, look at Brady and look at John. You know what I mean? To me, Brady's an upgrade.
They didn't ask John to strip, did they?
Yes.
Yeah, Brady's chest deserves to be in the Super Bowl Hall of Fame.
I'm sorry, he was the best up there, man. Whoa.
His chest needs to be in the Super Bowl Hall of Fame for sure.
The cop was it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Eric Martzoff looked like he's done this before.
I think maybe he has.
Yeah, same thing with Sean Christian. Sean Christian was having way too much fun on that stage.
I think he definitely has done that before.
I got the sense that Galen really didn't want to be there.
Galen wanted to wrap himself up in the curtain. I mean, you could sort of tell. I think maybe he couldn't dance.
And where was Vargas?
Should have been Vargas instead of Ray. He was also stripped down, but he was with Nicole instead of being on stage. But, oh, my gosh, that man's got a nice... Oh, I guess we shouldn't start the Vargas talk yet, the drool. Kenneth's around, I'm sure, somewhere.
Yeah, Kenneth's in the queue so he can do our Vargas update.
Okay, good.
Let me
ask you this. What is up with Sierra getting the pictures? Oh, my gosh. Could they drag this out any longer?
How did she get it back? I thought she gave the envelope to Brady. I must have missed that.
Did you see that? No, I didn't see
that. She gave the envelope to Brady, but now she has the picture. I don't know.
I thought she was going to give it to him, but then Hope came and interrupted, and then Sierra threw her fit because of her dad not coming home.
Oh, because Brady had it in his hand, so I guess, and all that confusion, he might have put it back down again. But yeah,
she's
going to
be like that folio that everyone kept talking about. Remember we were talking about Mateo last night, and I said something about the folio? Remember how they mentioned that about 100 times, the folio and the vendetta and all? These stupid pictures are going to be like that. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sick.
Well, that whole envelope has been around. This is still going after, you know, that one whole day was everybody, you know, it's like, open it already. They kept saying, I'm going to open the envelope. We're going to open the envelope. But it's been open, but, yeah. Oh, Sierra has attitude, doesn't she?
Yeah, she sure does. I liked how Hope got on her. We don't talk to each other like that.
Yeah. She's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I forgot to put that Bob Hapka and that Amy Hapka. So go follow them. Oh, and Sean Douglas tweeted on Wednesday that Vargas wasn't at the strip club because he didn't know where it was.
Yeah, he didn't know he was new. Well, that's no excuse.
Yeah,
somebody
should have
gave him directions.
Oh, I know. And Brian DeTillo said he was going to strip in Atlanta, and he did on Friday because there's shirtless pictures of him running around on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Brian would have been good up there.
I've heard he's been the life of the party. Yeah, why wasn't Lucas on it?
Oh, he did.
Jennifer did not even call her own hot
brother
to be there.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Yeah.
That could have been awesome to have Lucas.
Yeah, that would have made more sense to have Lucas there than Rafe. But
yeah,
she really just
that
had
would
a
have
relationship.
Been an insight.
Right.
That would have been a wink to the fans because we all know that he gets asked to take his shirt off and sometimes does at these events.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a perfect wink to the audience for that, darn it. Ugh.
Then
oh, well.
He's looking damn fine, too. So.
I love Brian. I just, you know, it's
I
like,
do too.
Oh, my gosh. I just Every time Lucas is on, he's like the voice of the fans. I mean, Lucas
mm-hmm.
just says what, you know, is on his mind, and it's so funny. He's just the truth teller.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think he would have loved doing it. And I don't know if
people
knew it back then.
From what I've heard, he's been the life of the party at the Atlanta event. So.
Oh, that is
great.
Well, I've met him twice, Marianne, and I've met him, too. Yeah, he's always very entertaining. He always makes sure everybody's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And, Brian, I think, didn't he have a hip-hop album, too, in the 90s? He did a hip-hop album. I could have sworn he did. So he actually can, yeah. Just once in a while at these events, people ask him to rap a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he knows how to dance, too. So that, you know, that was a kind of a wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
About having Brian there. So that was the Wednesday episode. And I forgot to mention the setup for it was that Anna was trying to bust Cameron for stripping. Because basically, Abby just keeps shitting off her mouth and everybody kind of knows Cameron's business now, so Abby enlists Maxine and Jennifer to save Cameron. So Jennifer is the one who set up Evan Brady, Kristen, and Sammy, and of course Caroline's there, but she's a regular at the club. And,
oh, did you hear she has a... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
Yes, you're saying Caroline? And then...
Mm-hmm.
He has a Facebook page with all the pictures on it. That was funny when Ray told Gabby, oh, my God, now I'm all over Carolyn Brady's Facebook page. That was funny.
That's so funny. So,
good old Carolyn.
Good old Carolyn, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
That was
Oh, so Ann brings Mr. Burns, who I guess is the head of the hospital, and to see him stripping, and he basically kind of doesn't care, but the first person who came out to strip was Dr. Jonas, and then it was Brady, and then I think that was Rafe, and then finally Cameron came on at the end, and they said it was a fundraiser for the pediatric wing, but then Cameron kind of fessed up that he needed the money, and Mr. Burns didn't have a problem with it, and he took the money and left. So he had a pretty good night. I mean, he had all the money and he didn't have to strip at all. So, and then, and there was some interesting to have at the strip club. Kristen made a point of making sure Rafe knew that Sam and EJ were engaged. And Rafe didn't seem too thrilled about that at all. He seemed kind of annoyed. I don't know if that's the best way to put it. He just kind of like, oh, you know, here we go again. And Brady didn't seem too happy with the news either about Sammy's engagement to EJ. But, that's really the kind of first time we've heard about it. Oh, and Kristen asked Sammy why EJ wasn't tripping, and she said EJ was out of town.
Yes, that's what I want to know. Why
wasn't he stripping?
Are you kidding me? You have
James
Scott and you have those other ones up there stripping and not him? Really?
Well,
I don't get
Jennifer
it.
I could see the point, though. Jennifer would not have contacted him. And
well,
EJ's
yeah,
not,
that's probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
not one
you
of
know,
her
and he,
friends or circles,
I think I'm
right.
going to tweet something like, where was
but
Lucas
still.
At the strip club? He,
yes.
Why didn't Jennifer call on her brother? That would have been perfect.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Lucas does make more sense, but.
Yeah.
He got
yeah,
Sammy's help, you know, but yeah, he was conveniently out of town, I guess. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But in a way that it could have maybe made sense to have EJ there with Cameron. Oh, and Chad would have made sense. I think Cameron's,
well, Cameron's
best friend.
The relation. Yeah, yeah. Where is, yeah.
yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. Chad's probably his best friend in town. You know, mm-hmm. Chad's the one actually keeps trying to reach out to Cameron. Cameron kind of kept pushing him away. So it would have made mm-hmm. sense for Chad, and maybe EJ would have done it too, even though he hasn't really tried to bond with Cameron at all. You know, the whole Demira angle. So,
right.
Basically, they owe us another stripping show with Vargas, EJ, Chad, and
Lucas.
Yes.
Yeah.
They should make it an annual
it's
event.
Do over here.
Yeah. Well, Galen was funny on Twitter. One of the actresses tweeted that she missed that episode. I think it was Chriselle Stiles, and he said, oh, it was preempted. Sorry, you're going to have to wait till next year. It was funny. You could tell Galen was kind of mortified on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was really mortified.
Well, I mean, you know, when you think about it, for years women had to do that kind of stuff on stage and, you know, on shows, and they were the ones who were humiliated. And there's a part of me that's like, well, it's time for the, you know, it's the time that things have changed. But, I mean, and honestly, it was a fun episode, the way you just went through all of it. But, like, the way they, you know, set it up and all was pretty funny, actually. But I have to say, I felt a little bad for the guys because it kind of had to have been awkward and, you know, kind of humiliating in a way. So, but, you know, oh, well, you know, they have to do what they got to do. So, you know, but I can see how one would feel awkward in that situation.
I felt, well, I thought it was awkward with Galen, and I understand he was awkward, but I thought the other three were having a good time.
Yeah, probably. And I'm starting to like Cam. I'm starting to like Cameron more now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't like the recast at first, but I like him a little bit more now. I think they've added some depth to his character, and I liked his scenes with that. Although Chad and Abby definitely are growing on me again. There's
mm-hmm.
scenes where they talked about
yeah,
like having
fun. Yeah, I prefer Chad and Abby.
You know, I can tell that Chad is into her again or trying to get
yeah,
but she wasn't really budging too much. She didn't give him
a whole lot. Yeah,
she
wasn't picking up on his hints there
not at all.
No.
He was trying to hint to her, and she was not biting. But I really think they've been cute together. But I did enjoy her scenes with Cameron apologizing and all that. Those were cute, and thanking her and all that. So those were cute, but I don't know. Chad and Abby really have grown on me again. I never really saw it before, but they've really grown on me this time around.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because of the humor.
Yes.
The humor and the adventure, you know, that they were on.
So. Oh, yeah. I think the writers are starting to get more in tune with their actors. They're letting Chad be funny. This Casey's funny. They're letting Grace be funny and more laid back. That's what Galen is. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, so I think that's kind of great that they're, and then Brian DiTillo is so sarcastic and funny, and they're letting him do that.
And they even let him have some impressions, do some impressions. Like that was mm-hmm. funny. I'm still laughing about that scene after they got engaged. He ran into them outside the pub.
Oh, my God.
He
that was
Jane.
Funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know how he did that with a straight face. That was so funny.
So, Marianne, do you want to talk about EJammy? Did you see EJammy this week? It really wasn't that much, but...
No. I was just going to say about Friday. It was just past Friday. Stefano was back
mm-hmm.
in town. So, when EJ and Sammy heard this, I think, oh, this is a good time to try to get him, you know, butter him up to help Will,
mm-hmm.
You know, to go after Nick, to get the evidence from the police room and stuff. So she hurries and calls Will, who's with Sonny and P. They were like grafting or something, and they
So she called Will and told him to get over there as fast as he can, you know, to try to, he says, but she said, she told Will that they have to let Stefano think that it was his idea. Well, you know, Stefano's a little smarter than that. So anyway, Will comes over and brings a soccer ball and says that Johnny left the soccer ball in his car. So that's a, kind of an excuse for him to be there. And Stefano welcomes him and he sees the chess game. And Stefano tells him, you remember I taught you how to play. So they sit down to play. And it came out about Will and giving his rights up to the baby. And so he kind of, it all comes out and what happened. And Stefano's not budging. He's just playing the game and saying, you know, and Sammy says, he says, oh, one more thing. And she says, oh, yes. Like he's going to offer to help Will.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, checkmate.
And
they're still waiting for him to, and you know, all along, Stefano is, you know, he knows what they're up to. And there was one line that was something about killing people, or Stefano's only,
Oh, yeah.
Will must have asked him, Will must have said, oh, you always killed me every time we played, meaning someone, he says, oh, Stefano, you always killed me. And EJ and Sammy says, oh, Stefano's only happy when he's killing people, and then they said together playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny. And then anyway, Stefano got up to leave, and then he turned around and said, oh, Sammy, don't you want to ask me for a favor? Is there something you were, you know, asking for a favor? So he's kind of more or less going to make Sammy now have to ask for a favor from him instead of having him offering it up to do it. So that's kind of how it ended that way. So they didn't play, they were thinking they were going to play Stefano, you know. So now Sammy's probably to owe him probably, you know, if he does her a favor, so what's she going to owe him?
Yeah, and poor Will, he's always somebody's bitch. Eventually, he just
happens to him. Did he get his hair cut? Look shorter? Something looked different about him. Did he get a different haircut? Or maybe he's had it. I don't know. He just looked different.
I don't remember, sure.
Oh, okay. Then Sonny, we saw, Adrian today. Friday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she was on, and because, Sammy called Sonny, and she wants him to more or less spy on Nick and Gabby, who are living in the Kiriakis mansion. So she's trying to have him do that. So he calls to see if they're there, and Adrian answers, and she kind of says, like, oh, I don't think there's anybody here by Sonny Kiriakis. I don't know anybody by that name. So I guess he hasn't been coming around much to see her. Well, that was kind of cute, and they had a kind of a nice mother-son scene. And, yeah, so that was, it was nice to see her. Justin wasn't there, though, but.
Because we can't have them in one scene together. That'd be crazy.
Oh, yeah. Not, yeah, too much. Other than Sammy and EJ, I don't know, there wasn't, they had their big week last week, I think, with the whole.
Hey, let me ask you something, because I rewound this twice to listen to it. When Kristen was pulling the whole, like, you guys were just talking about it, but when she was making a point of letting Rafe know that Sammy had gotten engaged and everything, did Kristen not say the word ejammy? I swear I caught ejammy.
Oh, really?
Well, we have ejammy in common or something like that, you know, meaning EJ. But I could swear she said ejammy. I replayed it
three
times.
Sure, she didn't say
EJ.
She calls him EJ.
Because I hate the way she calls him EJ.
Yeah,
but
she does call him EJ.
If you play it back, it sounded like ejammy to me.
Unless she kind of slipped that end in.
I think she slipped it in. I think she did.
Okay, because I know she calls him Ege.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And didn't, what did John call Kristen? What did he call her? Christy?
He called her Christy. If you would have called her a critter, I would have done a spit take. Well, you know Christy.
Yeah, she don't call me that. Was it Christy? Yeah.
It was Christy, yeah.
And there was some other, he referred to her some other way, too. Crazy K, did he call her?
Yes,
you call her
Crazy K?
Crazy K. Yeah. I like that, Crazy K. The Critter, yeah. Yeah. Other than that, I can't remember any other more EJ Sammy.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. They've been pretty much in the back burner really since the engagement. Yeah, but she hasn't told Marlena yet. She hasn't told Roman and John. And
what about
Caroline.
Will? And, Will and
yeah, her kids. No, yeah, she hasn't told anybody. But Kristen's basically blaming it to everybody. So, but I read a spoiler said that Chris is going to try to break him up. So that she was supposed to try to push Sammy towards Rafe or Rafe towards Sammy. So I'm not sure, why would she want to break up EJ's engagement? That seems weird.
Yeah,
why would she do that?
But didn't she come in to help? She was helping him to get Sammy.
Yeah, she was.
She was helping him get them together.
I don't know. I just don't understand. Yeah, it didn't really make sense. Well, since we're talking about them, let's talk about Kristen. And we think Sierra still has the social craft, and she held on to it all week. Oh, yeah, remember she was looking at it at school. Wasn't that the last scene on Friday? I don't know why she took it to school with her, but she decided to look at it during school while she's doing her addition and subtractions. So,
okay.
Yeah, do you remember that? Yeah, so poor Sierra didn't have that good of a week. She was led to believe Bo was coming home, and then he wasn't.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's how it ended,
Okay, I remember. Yeah, and they made a special dinner for him. And it turns out he's on the plane going someplace else. We don't know where. And that's a fit. And which I totally understand. I mean, he's been gone, 7 months now, 8 months? So, so I can understand.
I don't think he's coming back, Sierra.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, no. Brady was so sweet to her. He told him, well, you're... parents miss you when they're away from you as much as you miss them, and he really got her nice and calmed down. And I thought that was really sweet. So we really don't see Brady and Sierra scenes, even though they're cousins, I think. So,
he said Uncle Brady, but they're really cousins.
Yeah. They're cousins, yeah. On both sides of the family, that's what's really creepy.
Yeah. I really like that they brought that. Sierra and Theo have both been on this week, though. I was relieved because I was I keep thinking I'm afraid they're going to sore ass them, you know. So and we hadn't seen. It's been a while, so I hadn't seen Theo in a long time. I don't think. So it was nice to see them on, and it was cute. I thought it was cute. I like the way they both use both Theo and Sierra in sort of pivotal scenes and stuff. It was nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Theo with his brother, you know, his uncle and or his uncles, I guess. Yeah, I guess they're uncles. Yeah. I just think that's really sweet how they featured that relation, those relationships and everything. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Kunitz twins had a birthday. Believe it or not, those little boys were eight.
Wow. I think they're young. Yeah, I'm thinking of them younger than eight.
Yeah.
They seem younger. Yeah, they're playing younger, right?
They're pretty short, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think
they
play younger, like six maybe. Yeah.
And all this time we thought these kids were geniuses when they were little, and turns out they were just short.
Yeah, they really were older than what they were, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, their mom's on Twitter, and she's on Facebook too, but I started following them on Twitter. Yeah, the little boys are eight. So hopefully we'll see Johnny and Cindy and Allie again sometime soon. Same as those little kids, too.
I forgot because they recasted Sydney. I haven't seen her in a while. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Lately.
Hello? Sorry, I finally hit my phone. yeah. You know, if we can cast an 8-year-old for Johnny, then why can't we cast like a 6-year-old who can act for Sydney? You know, somebody who doesn't act like she's scared to death of everybody in town. But Yes. Oh, yes. That's what happened with Sierra. Sierra was going to give Brady the envelope with Kristen's picture in it with Cy, and then Hope came in and accused her of gossiping, which is funny.
Yes. Yeah. Hope ruined the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't believe your daughter. She doesn't believe her, you know, right away. You know, let her talk. Let her share her, you know.
No. Yeah, but you can talk about someone and not be gossiping, you know, if you're saying something nice. And she thought she was being nice because she sees Kristen giving this guy money. So she thought she was being nice.
Being nice, yeah.
Yeah.
She says, I know something about your girlfriend. Because she said that to Brady. That was cute.
Yeah, he was probably thinking, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. God.
So I mentioned this on Twitter, but is anybody else being driven crazy that they keep talking about the Salem Moose baseball team and they never mentioned that Tony was involved with it too?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
it
yeah.
was. Yeah.
If you watched the, I've been meaning to look at it. But mm-hmm. I could have sworn that maybe just the three of them were just involved for that one game. That I don't quite remember. Maybe they were, and it was just off screen. But I mean,
he might have been there, like at a game, at the game, supporting her. I don't know if he was like, yeah, I remember him being there though.
Yeah.
But was she like she was coaching? I think wasn't she? Yeah, she was coaching the team or something. That's when he gave her the shirt. But yeah, well, they don't mention him at all when it comes to like that history.
No. You know, that has to be on purpose. How can you not mention that Joan broke out Kristen's marriage to Tony?
Mm-hmm. And they don't even mention Tony anymore as far as being any son or brother or anything like they used to.
No. But they're still talking about Lexi because we actually had Abe on this week, and he was talking about Lexi, which was nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, heck, even on the NBC site, they listed all – well, they had that totally wrong, whoever was there. Historian or public, whoever does that left out all the dead ones.
Yeah, the Demira
family. Supposedly dead.
Yeah, the Demira family tree on the ABC site does not have any dead Demiras, and there's a lot. Most of the
they're still part
dead.
Of the family, you know.
Yeah, you don't kick someone out of the family because they're dead.
I was thinking of Kenneth because wasn't it last year or the week before that he was saying how Maxine and Abe should have a story or something? And they actually had scenes together. I thought, wow.
Yeah. I was thinking, what do you think of Maxine and Abe there? They were kind of talking.
Yeah.
I mean, not unless
I
because they're talking.
They're
some on days, as soon as they put two people talking together that are like you haven't seen together right away, you go, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like how they've gotten Maxine more involved the last few months. It seems like they've really...
Yeah,
take her into more
a little bigger
I just
part.
Love her. I just love her. She's just such a neat lady. Anyway,
whatever
happened
to Abe?
And... I thought of Kenneth when they had those scenes. I was like, wait a minute, wasn't he just talking about this? Yeah.
So. How about Abe and Kayla? Weren't they supposed to go there?
I have a feeling they must have abandoned that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. To me, that like I said last time, that to me. I don't know why, but I just think of Abe as part of the Brady family, you know? And so it just seemed almost incestuous to me to have Kayla and Abe. I know it would make sense, like, in real life because they've been friends for all these years, but, like, it just seemed weird. Like, I think of Abe as, like, Roman's brother or something, you know what I mean? So it just seemed like part of the family. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it was just weird. I don't know. It just, to me, it didn't jive at all, you know, with those two, but... I like them as friends, but I just can't see them as romantic partners. I don't know. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting that Maxine and Abe had some scenes. And I'm glad they've continued to have the autistic sort of theme with Theo. You know, they haven't dropped that, so I think that's good. He's pretty mainstream now, but... I think it's good that they still incorporate that into the story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you guys, back to the stripper thing for a minute, did you guys love Caroline's line about how she, what, she she did something with the waiter's tips, cashed them in as ones or something. I don't know how. What'd she say? She had some line, but she's like, I came
she
prepared
tapped out?
And then tapped out or something. I don't know how she said it, but yeah, tapped out the waiter's tips or something like that. I thought that was so funny. Hilarious. She said something like,
that's where she's been all along when we haven't seen her.
Yeah,
now, I don't think
go.
She was at the, you know, the hospital or the Alzheimer's. I think she was at the strip club. Yeah.
Maybe that's part of her therapy.
I think she has a good good memory of that, see? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She remembers that. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad they're giving Peggy something to do. Oh, and Dave's won the Prism Award again for basically a social conscious storyline, and they won that 1 year for Matt Ashford and the PTSD storyline, and they won again this past week with the Alzheimer's storyline. Even
That's
though that
cool.
was basically just, yeah, even though that was, and, Peggy was there to accept the award, and so was Kate Mancy. So I think Kate tweeted some pictures of it. So, yeah, so that was really cool. I was going to say something else. Oh, crap, I don't remember. Oh, I posted this on the blog. You guys have to watch this. Bill and Susan Seaforth Hayes did an interview. They were doing a book tour. I can't remember what state. I think they might have been in Kentucky this past week. And they said, oh, when are we going to see you guys again? And Susan said in August, she said, someone makes Alice's donuts, but they're laced with marijuana, and all the ladies get high.
Oh.
So that's what we have to look forward to. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think that's funny. I just had to mention it, but if you want to see the clip, it's on the Devo's
Google. It's always nice, always nice to see them back. I like them.
Yeah.
They look wonderful. Especially now,
yeah.
I mean, Bill Hayes. He's in his early to mid-80s. He looks great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think that's going to be hilarious. So, but I think we'll take a caller and we'll bring on our good buddy Kenneth.
All right.
Argus correspondent.
Oh, yes. Argus.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. How y'all doing this evening?
Good.
Wonderful.
So,
did you enjoy those shirtless scenes with Vargas this week, Kenneth? I think that's
yes, I did. I love the fact that Nicole
see that white beater on him, too.
She called Eric's name, and that was such a buzzkill. I'm like, okay, thank God that's over, because now he mine again. So
I was gonna say, but he didn't. But she, but it's like would have been nice if he had called out Kenneth, huh?
Well,
yeah.
You know what? I don't know what I would have did. I would have lost my mind somewhere. I'll have to try to tweet, try to find me. I probably would have shut everything down. Facebook, too.
Did you hear what we were saying about how just Shane Vargas wasn't at the strip club?
Yeah, you know, that was kind of weird, but, you know, I don't, it wouldn't have made sense because.
I know.
There was no reason for him to be there because. None of the actors that were in the actor was but
it was just wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah, we could have made up, so you know, we could have figured a way.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. I just I just
speechless.
God. Hey. He'll do that to you. I'm trying to figure, I'm still trying to figure out this whole story. You know, they're playing the characters to the T. I still don't know what the connection is, and you know, this whole Nick homophobia thing. I just, I just want to know where it's coming from, because it makes me think it goes back to when he was in prison, but I wonder how Vargas feels, and I really do, because we still don't know what the purpose is. All thing we know is he seems like that he can hold his own with anybody on the show. I don't think anyone intimidates him at all.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Whatever else. No, I think he's a force to be reckoned with, definitely. It will be interesting.
You ever find yourself wondering, like, what was Vargas doing before he went to prison? I want to know more about him. I find myself wanting to know more about him. Because, you know,
Vargas.
He seems so smart, and he did so much reading, quote-unquote reading in prison. It makes me think that he had some sort of, you know, I don't know if it was a business background or something, but it really intrigues me to, you know, wonder, like, well, what got him in prison in the first place? How did he end up there to begin with? Because
yeah, we don't know what
like,
he did, huh?
He doesn't seem like a common criminal or a thug, you know what I mean? So I really want to know more about his story. So he's really made me want to know.
Yeah, the writers have done a really good job with that, I think. And also,
well, and
too,
the casting was spot on. I mean, he just came in and did a great job.
It sure was. Besides the whole Vargas thing, you know, I really want to know about this Eric thing, because there's still a lot of unfinished business with the whole Eric storyline. You know, so one day he's having nightmares, and the next he's not. It's just like that's totally been abandoned or forgotten about. And so we lose all the important stuff of why he's there in the first place.
All that traumatic stuff is supposed to happen. I think they're kind of dropped that.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Trust me, yeah. Mm-hmm. That PSD stuff they were supposed to do, yeah. I think they kind of got away from that storyline.
I think they were going into a dead end, because I don't think they really knew what they wanted to do at that point.
But it definitely seems like the Vargas thing was a trigger to trigger Eric's feelings about Nicole.
He just wished it was him on that desk with Nicole instead of Vargas. That's what he was mad about. Yeah.
He could have walked in on me and him. I wouldn't have been ashamed at all. Shoot. No, honey, I wouldn't have been ashamed at all. But you know, I think with that whole business, it makes him want her more. And
oh yeah.
So it's going to come down to, and she wants him more too. So that's what it's going to. So that's what I think is going to come down to, is he going to break his vows or whatever else? And so.
Yeah, because if you think about it, Kenneth, if you were in bed with Vargas, do you think he'd be calling out Eric's name?
Would I be calling out who name?
Eric, like Nicole did.
No, ma'am.
I don't think so. I think that'd be the last thing on your mind.
No, obviously, yes, Daddy, right
there. I think that was meant to highlight how much you really, even though I was rooting for Vargas and Nicole, that obviously was meant to highlight just how hot she is for Eric, because I can't imagine having that guy on top of me and thinking of somebody else.
No, I wouldn't. If I was thinking it, I wouldn't be saying nothing. I would just say go deeper, hit it harder. That's just me. That's just how it is to me. That's just how I mean. Ooh, Lord have mercy. You know what? I can't even function. I can't even. Go through my day without thinking about Sean Douglas. And I really hope he's listening. I'm such a huge fan, Sean.
Yeah,
Douglas,
I said maybe
I love
he's listening.
You so much.
I think we should say too,
because we've said this before. It's not just that. I mean, obviously we find him very attractive, but he's really talented too. I mean, for somebody to come in and not be known to anybody in Salem, you know, in terms of the character, except for Nick, of course, but. to be able to come in and that quickly make that kind of an impression, that's pretty, I mean, and to see the different sides of him.
We love him for his mind, too.
Yes, there you go, Marianne.
We love his mind, too.
Oh, yeah.
I would really love the opportunity to be able to share the stage with him in any capacity, you know, as far as acting is concerned, you know, he's just a phenomenal actor. I mean, there's nothing that I can say about Sean Douglas that would be appropriate related to his skills, because he just has it. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
All the ladies love him and the men love him too. So,
wow.
I mean that.
His universal appeal.
Yeah, universal sex appeal.
There you go.
That, yes. I'm hands on the hood.
Isn't it convenient? You know, isn't it convenient? I mean, they could have hired him to do paperwork, but I think it's amazing how they managed to make him a handyman. So, you know, on those hot spring days, you have to take your shirt off when you're a handyman. I mean, I just think that was brilliant on their part.
You know,
plumbing. Yeah, you know how you got to take your shirt off when you do a good plumbing job. Ooh. You know, you just have to. You know, so. Yeah, I love that about it too. Yeah.
Lord Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Any man who's willing to jump in and do a male merge for a woman, you gotta love that, right?
I will find anything around the church to break so that he can fix it. If he gets dead, I take it on down to the wash machine. Yeah. Wedges be dripping, oh, Lord have mercy.
That's a good point.
Oh, God. Lord, I don't know why they do this to me. I don't know why they do this to me. Just be sitting there watching it be, oh, Lord have mercy. Words just don't do it. You know, we got to get him on the show. I'll behave. I promise I'll behave. I really do admire someone of his skills, of his talent, and it's going to be interesting to see. Hopefully he'll be there for the long haul after this whole Nick foolishness is cleared away. Hopefully they'll find a new way of using him in some capacity. So hopefully he'll be linked to somebody in Salem that's not on the scene now. So I'm really interested in seeing that. You know, there's a new girl coming on too. So I'm interested in seeing. She's on a contract role, so I'm interested to see what happens with that, because you got to give Marcus. He got to have a counterpart. I don't know who that may be. You know, I'm just speculating because I don't know. But one thing I will say that is that I really hope that they do the right thing and keep him, because he's a great actor and he's not so bad to look at either. That's just what I think.
Well, I hope he's, he said he would do an interview with us. So let's hope in maybe May.
He said May, right?
He said next month, yeah. So I'm assuming he meant May, but yeah.
Do I need to get my questions ready now or later?
Yes, none of them can be, what is your home address?
23511.
Your phone number.
Hotness Avenue.
Lord have mercy.
Did you get to see the Rafe and Kate scenes on Friday? Did you enjoy
those? Oh, my God. That is so fun. That is really a lot of fun. comes up, I guess from behind the bushes, or I guess they're not quite in the square. They're somewhere close to the square. He comes in and gives her a kiss. I mean, this is, I mean, it's so playful. It's a lot of fun, you know.
It is.
And I'm not looking at it as Kate is a cougar. I mean, because I mean, it's understood, but I mean, no one is really thinking it. I'm just like, oh wow, this is very fresh. This is very fresh, and you know, I love it. They work well together. I think it's natural chemistry. You know, it kind of reminds me of Dirty Dancing with Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze. When they did the interview, they said Jennifer Grey said, you know, that they had a love hate relationship, or you either have a love hate relationship, which is why it works so well, or you have a genuine love for each other. So I think there's a little bit of that going on, because I mean, that's chemistry, you know. Chemistry is more than just, you know, feeding off somebody else and counteracting what somebody else says. You know, you really have to just put everything into it. I think that's what's going on. But Kate doesn't make Rave suck. You know, Rave is actually, he's actually, Galen Perrin is actually showing.
That's the best line.
He's actually showing that he's a decent actor as well. I mean,
It really has allowed, this relationship has really allowed Galen to shine. He really, and it seems like from hearing Lauren talk about interviews and stuff, sounds to me like he really embraced it and really has enjoyed it. So it's not, you know, it just sounds like, you know, the way he talked about it on, you know, and stuff, it sounds like he's really enjoyed having this pairing, you know, doing this pairing and everything, and just, I don't know. It's totally put a new spin on Rafe. It's still Rafe, but it's totally given Galen something new to work with, I think. And like you said, it's fresh. It's like fun, it's fresh, but there's depth to it. There's layers to it. It's not just this sexual relationship or whatever. I mean, there are other layers to it, so it's not totally superficial. They've added a lot to it. But at the same time, that it's refreshingly honest and, you know, fun, and I don't know. And it's taken away, it's given Galen a lot of a way of injecting his own humor, and yet also it's taken away kind of some of the smugness that seemed to be part of Rafe all the time with Sammy. Like, he was always disapproving of her or whatever, so there was a smugness about him. And I don't see that. I don't really see that with Rafe and Kate. I don't see that dynamic. They seem to respect one another, and I don't know, it seems to be a very mutual thing, and they seem to be very much on the same level or the same page or something. I don't know. I really love it.
But it has that underlining of sexual tension, because when it was at that $500 role in rubber bands, and she's like, let's go back to the room and you give me a private show. Oh, man, I love that. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely
cute.
Wonderful. It gives Kate something to do. So we're not seeing her conniving all the time, you know, being manipulative. She actually has some dimension to her now. And I mean, I could even say that for EJ. You know, EJ and Sammy, actually, I can't tell you how refreshing it is not to see EJ always have an agenda, you know, even with that whole prime example with the scene with Stefano and Chandler and all that business. He took the back seat, and he's like, well, Simba's like, well, I know you weren't gonna let me break into the police office again. He's like, yeah, you're right. No. I'm not, you know, so I actually like that that he's actually, I think they're changing him a little bit, making him a little bit more relatable. He's not a total bad guy, and you know, and I like that. He's kind of like, to me, he kind of reminds me the way that they're doing him now. It's like, okay, I'm this businessman, and I'm, you know, I'm this and I'm that. You know, I'm going to play by the rules, but you screw me over, and then, you know, here I am. I'm going to do this. And so he's like, right now he's playing his behavior is the opposite of Stefano right now. And that, I must tell you, that's refreshing too, because it gives us something more to watch for Stefano, because now they're sharing the spotlight rather than one person hogging the spotlight. Because it got kind of monotonous when you have Stefano doing dirt and you have EJ doing dirt. And now, you know, somebody has to take a back seat. And, you know, it's lovely. It's absolutely wonderful. It seems like the more I watch, the more of a balance that I see. And that's really refreshing, too. My only concern, and I said this last week, is that the veterans need to have more of a story. I don't know. I mean, but it would be wonderful to see them do a story dealing with the older generation in some form of capacity. Like Maggie, I mean, Maggie is just, her and Victor have taken a back seat. Roman has taken a back seat. Sonny's parents have taken a back seat, and so they're more like supportive characters. And you know, there's got to be a way you can utilize all of these characters in one. There just has to be. You know, I'm not a huge fan of James E. Reilly, but I do remember during his time, everybody had something to do, even though it was crazy as hell. Everybody has something to do, and that was refreshing. So you know, I'm really looking forward to what's coming ahead for everyone on the show, Vargas included. He's my number one right now. I've already sent out a tweet to him already. I told him he needs to hit me up. We got to talk about some things. That's going to be interesting. I've heard that there may be a possibility of bringing Brandon back in a capacity from, like, I think he may end up, and this is not anywhere on website or anything like that, but I've heard that they're possibly looking at that, because that's Abe's son, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Right.
I think the angle they might use is, you know, he gets into the force. You know, and to me, that'll be a great way of bringing him on. And the only problem I don't like about that is that it'll complicate things for Nicole, because Nicole really wants Eric, but she also had a relationship with Brandon. Now, what's with all these females sleeping with everybody? Lord have mercy. I mean, that's the only thing you gotta. But that's my rant. That's my rant for this week. Do y'all have any questions for me?
You're too funny.
Well, I try my best. No, but y'all, really, I'm really like this all the time. So, I mean, my mom, when I'm over her house visiting, she cannot look at me with a straight face.
Oh, that's so funny.
She laughs so hard she drops a teeth. her teeth falls out. I told her she put some poly grip on them or something. I'm not gonna stop being me. You know, that's what makes me, you know. But, you know, it's always a pleasure, you know, being able to. I'm so glad that you guys have allowed me to come on here and be who I am and sharing my experiences with you guys and my interest in the soaps, because really, you know, it really, when they say art imitates life, it is so true, because you know, a lot of these stories I can really think about, you know, because my family crazy as hell, and the Wheels Coming Out story was big because, you know, I'm new to coming out. I'm 28 years old. I'm not afraid to say about it, but you know, I came out last year, and that was really hard because a lot of my family is old school, and so they have the old way of thinking. But you know, if you were to sit here and tell me that I would be sitting here with a group of extraordinary women, such as yourselves, to be here, and anybody that's listening on the airways tonight, it is such a remarkable thing to be able to be who you are and to embrace who you are and not run away from it. You know, that you guys have given me so much strength. You know, and when I started listening to you guys' show, I believe it was last year, and it was when I came out around that time, and so that's when I connected with all of you guys and with the Wheels story and stuff like that. So
nice to hear that you think that way. Yeah,
I would like to think that you guys helped me through one of the most tragic times of my life, because it was very hard. I had nobody. I had no one.
Wow. It's nice that you're sharing that, because
really help.
There are people listening that probably feel, you know, similarly, and you know, that's great to be able to offer that,
that
experience.
I mean, I want you girls to look at what you girls do. This is not just about soaps, you know, because, you know, we're our people, and we relate to what's happening on the screen. And I like to believe that once a week we come together and we kind of like, hey, this is what it is. And you know, just know that what you girls doing is a ministry, because you girls have definitely helped me. When I didn't have nothing, I know I had my girls. And I had my music, my music and my acting, and at the end of the day, along with God, that's all I need.
Right. We're glad you found us, and that you you call in and stuff, because we love getting your perspective, and we just really love you a lot. So we're glad.
I really encourage more males to call in. You know,
I tell you
right, don't look at the fact that I'm gay. Well, because I'm telling you what, I'm very manly when it comes to, you know, the male perspective, because I know how men think, but I also know how females think as well,
right?
Because I hang around them all the time, so I know what's on their minds a lot of the time, you know. That's gonna be very interesting. Vargas, Sean Douglas, hit me up, KBSG, KB Soul. I'm gonna dwell on everything. This one other thing that's bugging the hell out of me. Where did Sierra come from? Where was she at? I mean, that's all I want to know. She just pop up one day and has an envelope. What was that?
Well, I guess one of them knocked it on the floor, and then she found it underneath her backpack, and she just took it.
Mm-hmm. I thought she gave gave it to Brady. What happened?
See, I thought that too, Kevin. Like, you mean on Friday's episode?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She gave it to him,
and he had it in her hand. Yes, he had it in his hand. So I don't know how she got it back.
You know what? When she opened, I think the last scene was when she was at school or in a room or somewhere. She opened up her folder. She must have handed him the envelope, but kept the picture.
And kept the picture.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because when she opened up her folder, she had the picture in there. So
it wasn't in an envelope. Well, it wasn't in that envelope. It was just in her folder.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's interesting, but they need to go ahead, because I'm getting bored with this particular story. They need to wrap that on up and we do something else. But I love the whole John and Kristen dynamic, though. That was fun. Because she almost gave him a little bit, and he would have took it too, because he sure wanted some. I saw his face. John and Kristen.
Yeah. John and Kristen, I thought they had chemistry in the 90s, but I think it's not that much of an age difference between them. It's less than 10 years. I think it's, 7 years maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But she just, Eileen Davidson just looks so fabulous. I mean, she hasn't aged a bit.
Yeah, I don't think she's had any work done. I really don't. I don't think she's had any work done at all.
If she did, she has an amazing plastic surgeon.
She hadn't told nobody.
Yeah, but I think she always kind of did a little wink when it came to plastic surgery. I don't think she ever denied it. You know what I mean? And Drake, I don't think Drake's had anything done, and God bless him for that. And he's aging very well, too, really. But Kristen looks like she really should be with Brady, even though they're, 12 years apart?
Yeah, and, you know, to be honest with you, I'm really hoping that's what actually ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, and I hate to use this as an example because this has no bearing on them, so please. it's almost kind of like Shrek and Fiona. Or Fiona. It's just a relationship. They didn't like each other, really. And he brings out the best of her, and she ends up falling in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. They have great chemistry together. I think as well too, but I wish Brady wasn't so damn stupid. So, Madison could have saw straight through that.
Yeah, I didn't like Brady and Madison. I just didn't like Madison.
Yeah, I know, but Kristen being with Brady makes Brady look so dumb, and I don't see how that would be redeemable if they somehow keep Kristen and Brady together. I don't see it because ain't no way. He's too dumb. After the damage is done, you know, what's going to happen then? Is Kristen going to leave the show or is she going to find the next victim or whatever else? You know, that's like one of the things I said last week. They don't need to get rid of Kristen just for the sake of a storyline. You know, give us something else to do. Find something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I like Ellie Davidson, the actress, and so I liked her when she played all of different roles, even though they were crazy. But it just shows you that she has what it takes. She has the chops.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about in the chat room about Brady being dumb, and some people want him to smarten up. And you know what? I'm okay with him being dumb because it's just, we all know dumb people. We all know people who are the worst enemy. We all know people who think with their crotch. You know, that's real life. I mean, to be blunt about it, we all know people who who dates people they shouldn't be dating, because it's not appropriate. And Herc Martzoff, I think he likes the fact that Brady's a dumb mimbo, and he just he runs with it. I know a lot of actors, I think they would have a problem playing a dumb character.
Well,
but, you know, if you enjoy it, just like Joey Tribbiani on Friends, I mean, you know, the actor just took the ball and ran with it. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with playing a dumb character once in a while. I just hate when the characters think they're smart and they're not. But, you know, I think Eric plays Brady with a great sense of humor. So you can go ahead, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it just seems like, to me, he seems like a teenager who is head over heels in love with somebody who really don't love him. When I look at him, I don't necessarily see an adult. I just see somebody who is naive to the fact. He reminds me, he is the adult version. Excuse me. Because she's an adult too, but he reminds me of the male version of Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
They were perfect for each other. They both were dumb as hell. they were perfect together. I thought those two might have had the best chemistry to me, because she was the damsel and she was dumb, and now he's dumb. So it's frustrating, but. I love those washboard abs, though.
Well, the thing is with Chloe and Brady, I think Chloe would eventually break his heart again, though. It just seems to be that's kind of what she does.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have gave Eric Martzoff and Nadia a chance instead of just bringing her on and throwing her at Dan again. You know, just, I mean, really, I mean, Brady was her ex-husband, too, and her first ex-husband. Yeah, and then they both can sing. So, you know, it would have been nice for them to do that.
Yeah. I think I'll never forget. I'm going to put this out on Twitter, but I found their old scene. It was when I can't think of the other guy's name right now. They played Brady when he sung Music of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! It was magic. It was really magic.
Oh wow!
And I really wish that, you know, wow us, you know, people. Kyle, thank you, Rex JDK, for putting that out there, because I couldn't think of that man's name for nothing. Kyle Loiter. You know, I really want them to wow us. You know, the writers need to wow us every single day. There needs to be a wow. You know,
mm-hmm.
I like the unexpected. You know, twists and turns. You don't know what's going on. You know, I just wish they wouldn't spoil it so much on these damn spoilers and stuff. You know, it's a buzzkill.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some of the site that posts spoilers. I can't remember if it was Soap Central or Soap Opera Fan or what it was. They said that, I guess, NBC requested them to not put out spoilers more than the week in advance. So I guess they are trying to kill it down a little bit, which is a good thing. The thing before, we were finding out spoilers like 3 weeks in advance. And usually you'd be 3 weeks of all crap.
it really, because you already know what's going to take place. And it's kind of a buzz. Like I said, it's a buzz kill. Like, oh, okay, you know. But I predict this. I predict this in 2 months' time. Days is gonna be doing something. I don't know what it is. It's something deep down in my spirit that tells me something is changes are coming. With these stories or something, because it's about time for them to turn the heat up, crank the heat up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, right now it's pretty much on autopilot, I think. But I think it's time for some true cliffhangers to start coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it would be nice, yeah. Man, we haven't had a cliffhanger since the disaster, really. No, we haven't. Yeah, I really can't think of one.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Oh, I wanted to say thank you for your kind words about our show. And I think hopefully when people listen to it, know that the three of us are good friends. And the whole genesis of the blog and the Blog Talk Radio show 4 years ago was friends getting together and building it. So, and we've always worked well together. And we always, I mean, there's always creative differences and stuff like that, too. I mean, that always happens, and everybody has different ideas. And but we all stuck together, and that's what the thing is, too, because, I mean, I could have been a real diva and say, screw it. You know, the blog, this channel, everything's all about me. And I never, from day one, Marianne could verify this, especially with interviews. I always wanted my friends participating.
Yeah. You mean our interviews. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was always like to call, you know, to get the fans a chance to talk. You mean when we interviewed the stars, you mean, the celebrities?
Oh, no, I meant for co-hosting. I mean...
Co-hosting? Oh, yeah, that too. And even when we had our shows and stuff, we always wanted to get, the fans, instead of just one-on-one interviewing, always get, all the different, as many people as we can on to talk.
Well,
and to give a shout-out to Rose, she's moving this weekend, so she's not going to be here tonight. But she was here last night for Teo's interview for Ian's.
I like how we, and Anna has said this before when we all started, it was kind of like we'd all be in sitting around, just like you're sitting around your table after we watched the show for the week and just discussing the show and like what we liked and what we didn't like.
Kind of
like how we start out the show.
Well, I'll tell you, the first time I heard the radio show, I already knew all of these things. I pick up on people's energy well, and I knew that I was going to be all right. I always thought that. Is my girl Carrie there? Carrie.
I'm right here, sweetie.
I love you.
Thank you guys for all
that y'all do, because I'm telling you what you girls do is not simply just getting together, but I like to call it locking of the minds, because here we are discussing the same thing, but we're helping. For me, this really helps me out a lot. Because it gives me the opportunity to meet people that I've never met before. I've never met you guys personally, but talking to you all, I feel like I've known you guys for years. I guess we just old souls, honey.
That's what I feel too.
Dipping tea
and
back
when
in
we
the
do meet,
Anna,
like,
Anna
well,
and
in
I,
the,
have,
we,
you know,
yeah, Anna and I have never met, but we've known each other for years. It seems like I already know her. Yeah, even though
exactly.
I've never met her.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go because I guess somebody didn't need my attention and take them home or something like that. But you girls are so awesome, are so wonderful.
Aww.
And just know that everything that you girls do is something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
Because I never dreamed in my life that I would go through the things that I went through. And not only did I get my healing in one place, but I met friends for life in the same place as well.
Oh,
so
we love you, Kim.
We really do. I'm trying not to cry, but I really thank you. I really thank you all so much for just allowing
me
just a brief moment in time to be in your space, because I am not worthy at all.
Oh.
But I appreciate you, because I'm a huge fan, and We got to get Vargas on the show so I can propose to him.
Well, he said we can ask him.
But I don't know if he even go that way or not. But you know, I'm always like to have fun.
We can dream,
so.
Right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what goes on in our minds.
Hey, you'd be surprised. Don't let your mind play tricks on you, because you're thinking of one thing and it might end up being just how you thought it was. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes,
we all know there's no gay soap actors. I mean, they're all straight as an arrow.
No, actually, I actually just found out, and this is my last thing, I promise. This is not days related, but the guy that's on All My Children, he has a relationship with Dorian. He came out this week as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name, but it's
Chuck Watkins. Yeah.
Yeah.
He came out this week. Yeah.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Cool.
So you know. All this, you know, it's coming out of the woodwork, and I love it. I love the fact that we are moving away from a place of fear, and
mm-hmm.
we are being able to embrace who we are as people and who we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, if we're not living the life that our forefathers set forth in the first place. Then we're not really living the American dream. This is not the United States of America. It's not the values. But like I said, you girls are wonderful. I love you girls. And we'll talk next week. Okay. I won't be emotional next time, because I'm pretty sure this Vargas thing's gonna get heated up, and I'm gonna get heated up too watching it. So.
Thanks, Kenneth, and we love you too.
Okay,
love you too.
Right.
And God bless you.
So you take care, and thanks for calling.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Bye bye. Aww.
He made me cry twice.
So sweet. Oh my gosh, we'll love him. Oh, I know.
Nice
we'll
to
have
hear.
To meet him sometime. That
it's
was
nice
like
to
so
hear
fun.
that you make a difference for somebody. You know.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so sweet that you shared that. I just love hearing his perspective on things, too.
So when we first started doing this, I think just our friends listened, and God bless them.
And
it took off. But like I said, though, I mean, from day one, I came up with this idea. I said, girls, I said, I'm not going to do this unless we're all doing it together.
Yeah.
And
we
all agreed that that's what we were going to do. And like I said, with interviews and stuff, and I think like, this is not a one woman show. I want my girls there co-hosting, and because I wanted to share.
Yeah, you've always
experiences. I mean, once in a while, yeah, I do. Besides the days supposed to be interviews, yeah, obviously that can only be one person. But once in a while, some of the actors, for some reason or other, want to do an interview at 2 p.m. I'm like, jeez. And,
well,
you
even,
know,
even the day's publicity things, you said, hey, if any of you want to do it, you know, do it. You know, so you've always been really, willing to share.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, you girls work during the daytime, and, you know, I'm here. So
yeah,
I do
it's
it.
Very hard for us, for me anyway, to be able to do it anytime during the day. I'm usually working one time or the other.
Yeah, and I always ask you girls questions.
Work at night.
Mm-hmm. And you
always want our feedback, and that's neat. I'm
give
just glad that
questions.
It. I'm glad that it
yeah.
translates. I'm glad that what we have like behind the scenes that just translate, you know, to people. That's neat. That makes me feel good to know that. You know.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. And once in a while, someone will like tweet me, and I'll tweet them back, because I try to respond to everybody. And I get the impression that some people are like, oh, my God, she tweeted back, you know, like Lady Gaga or something. I mean, something crazy.
Aww.
I mean, it happens, like, once in a while. Not
Aww.
Very often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
Aww.
Like, oh, my God.
Well, did you girls ever think, like say, even 5 or 6 years ago or 10 years ago, like, or when you started watching the soaps years ago, that you'd be talking to, you know, talking to these
know, just,
people that you
just
grew
like
up with and you had crushes on.
Like
and
I said.
And yes.
Yeah, it's like I would have never in a million years.
Any of them that we've talked with or even met.
As a teenager, somebody said, "Oh, years from now, you're going to be talking to Teo Penglis."
Yeah, really? Yes. I never would have thought. Right.
Yeah. Marianne talked to him a lot, though.
I have to admit. I've already told him. I said, "Dude, I can't," you know, because I started watching when he came on 81, and I didn't see him in General Hospital. But yeah, who would have ever thought? I still pinch myself. It's hard to believe, and met a lot of good, you know, you and Anna, Carrie, everybody, and a lot of good friends through Days of Our Lives and Teo, you know. So that's
That's the thing. Anne and I became
that
friends.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marianne became friends. I guess 9 years ago because we were both members of the Demiro Den. Match board.
Yeah.
That was our friend.
That's cool.
Yeah, our friend Yvonne started.
Was that in 2004?
It's 2004. Yeah, because I was pregnant with my youngest. Yeah, it was 2004.
Because I'm trying to think when I came on, I only started going on the internet or online. I think it was the end of maybe 03, maybe.
Wow.
Was that around the time? And I think that was around the time that the Salem Stalker Killer Line started, I think. 03 into 04. That's kind of when I got on to the internet. And Coffee Rooms was the first site that I went on.
Oh my gosh,
and
that was old
Safe
school.
Coffee Room. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's when I was Drake fan.
Yes.
Because I love Drake too. Yes. Drake and Penny. And then I went on to the Demiro. That's where I met Linda. I've known Linda that long. That's where I met Linda and what's her name? She's the one who directed me to Demiro Den, Lamara Posa. I don't know if you ever remember her. I don't know what her real name was, but she knew I was a Tony fan, and she kind of went to, she says, "Oh, you should check out the Demiro Den, if you're a Tony fan." And then that's where it was of Yvonne and Madeline
and Carol.
Yeah, Carol and Melissa.
Yeah, Deb, Melanie. I just saw Melanie was on Twitter. Yeah, we had a whole gang of people.
And then we found the Sony board. The Sony board was really fun. The Sony board.
That's where I met you guys.
The
banners and Teo's.
Fan
thread. I mean, he was off the show for a year and a half, but his fan thread was probably one of the top ones on there.
Oh, absolutely.
It was
mainly from all of us going
was.
In there,
yeah,
keeping it up front.
It's one of those things, Days of Our Lives really brought us all together because we're all from different areas. I mean, Marianne's 2 hours from me, but, we probably never would have met.
Right.
And
and then you find out you have other ways to connect besides that. You know, it's just cool
right.
how I would have never thought meeting friends on the internet and then, through one common interest would lead to so many other, great relationships and other connections and other aspects of the friendship besides Dave. So it's really cool. It's a real,
even
it's been a real blessing.
Even on the old Sony board, we would talk about Dave or Porteo, but then again, we'd get a thread going that was like just talking about anything, personal stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or just like every day.
So many wonderful people. And then Twitter, we've met.
Then Twitter took over and Facebook.
Rose through Twitter, right?
And Jan.
Jan has become a really good friend.
Jennifer.
I don't know if she's still listening, but yeah, she's been a
so many people, yeah.
So,
it's been a real blessing.
It's not a lot of fun.
And I can honestly thank Teo for all of that because I probably never would have watched Days if it hadn't been for me discovering that, because I was a fan of his from General Hospital, just the 3 months that he was on that show, I just became a total, Victor Cassadine fan, And if it hadn't been for me flipping channels one day and seeing him, catching him on Days of Our Lives and going, whoa, there's Victor Cassadine, you know, because I didn't, I don't know if I knew his name back then. And I stopped on it, and I still remember that very moment.
I never knew how the heck to pronounce his name.
Where I
saw
him.
You know, Tony DeMiro. Mm-hmm.
And was like, oh, my gosh, Victor Cassadine's on this show now. And I was hooked from then on. For 10 years, I watched Days. You know, even after he left and everything, for basically all the 80s, I watched. And then I stopped pretty much watching regularly anyway for about 15 years and then started back up in around 2006, I guess. But yeah, it's just so I really can thank Teo for that, because I might not have never – I had watched several of the other soaps over the years at different times, but I had never watched Days until I saw him on there. So – you know, so I can all kind of, I can at least tie my Days connections back to him starting the whole thing. So.
Yeah, I remember watching the spoilers. It was the Island storyline, and I'm thinking, well, I'm sure if I look online, I can, you know, see what's going on. And I remember it was Roman was had a fever in the island, and he kept asking Marlene to have sex with him.
Because you always, when you have a fever, you know, that's the first thing you think of is let's have sex.
Yeah, usually when I have a fever, I'm passed out asleep. And, you know, well, apparently that makes Roman horny. So there you go.
So, whatever works for you.
So I went to the About Days message board, and there was a lot of crazy people there. And then Deb was there, and Deb told me, oh, go to Mirror Den. So I did, and that's where I met all my friends. And I remember I had a crush on Teo back in the 80s, but I remember he stripped his shirt off on the Island storyline to show the tiger scars on his stomach. And any woman who's been pregnant knows your second trimester, you're just a horny beast. And I'm dead serious. I mean, especially with me, I mean, I'm I guess you'd say I'm boy figured, but you know, you get more voluptuous and you kind of feel a little sexier and you're not puking anymore. So, and your hormones are all wound up. And maybe because I was pregnant with boys, that kind of affected my brain too. But I mean, I just like died when I saw Dale with his shirt off. And it was so great. Just all these girls there felt the same way too. We all thought, you know, that was really hot. So
that was the thing, Teo and his chest.
Yeah, that was so cute. He was talking about that last night, you know.
Yeah, with the button.
With the button. That's how we all met in person. We went to the Burlington juvenile diabetes event. God, how long ago was that?
That was 08.
Oh, holy crap, it was 5 years ago. Yeah.
It'll be 5 years in August. Mm-hmm. 5 years
and
ago.
We had a good 15, 20 girls there, and a lot of us from Zoomer.
Oh, man, I wish I had been there.
Actually,
do you remember when Teo walked in the room? It was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It was like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was just saying in the chat room, our friend Mary Kay met her fiancé on the Stony board. So, I mean, you know. And it's so weird, but they're just both Days fans, and they're both funny as hell, her and her fiance, and they just really clicked. So,
oh my gosh, I remember her fiance from the Sony board. He used to crack me up. Oh my gosh.
And you know, I've been begging those two to come on Twitter, and they won't do it.
Oh.
On Facebook. Like,
he's still in a van by the river, isn't he?
And I'll become a Twitter
so
and Days
so
now,
funny.
Like General Hospital. Now I've become a General Hospital fan because of Twitter and.
Yeah, Anime
Joe. And, mm-hmm.
Anime Joe needs Anime Joe. Is that how you say? He needs to make a Twitter account with that handle.
Yeah, he goes by another. Doesn't he go by something else too on Facebook?
No,
and he's going by Joe Wall Street. I think that's him.
Yeah, that's what Joe Wall. Yeah, yeah.
He's a character. He's funny. He's really funny.
I remember Mary Kay. She was a big Brian DeTella fan. Do you remember that? And Teo asked Brian down to his dinner. That was cool.
Yeah.
He went and got Brian and Matt Ashford. So we got to actually meet them, like more a little more privately. That was really that was really cool.
Yeah.
And we told Teo that, you know, Mary Kay was a big fan of Brian. And he says, oh, wait, let me go get him. And he just got up and went up and brought Brian down. I thought it was really neat. I think he wanted just some more males in the room, too, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah.
He was overwhelmed.
The point was we were all good friends. I guess, like you said, that was 2004. They met in 2005. And then the Diva blog got started 2009. And I didn't think I'd be still doing it 4 years later. And then, like we told Valerie Wildman, we started doing a podcast because the troll is still there, but he was posting this past week. Making fun of us as we didn't do a podcast, so we did a podcast. And then he was making fun of us as we weren't doing interviews, so we started doing interviews. So all that, and now that led us to the Dave's publicity list. So, you know, and we're doing, we did 4 interviews this month. That's pretty good. So, yeah, but, you know, it's just one of those things that was always, our philosophy was, you know, it's all about friendship. You know, everything, the blog talk radio show, is all about friendship and sharing the experience between us and with the fans. And, you know, I'm very proud that we get almost all the fans to talk to their favorites when they call in.
I love that. That's my favorite thing. I love that.
It takes a lot of...
Yeah. And we have to...
I have to say the soap stars that come on, they are so down to earth and just so easy to talk to. Most of them all are. Yeah, and they are, yes, and they're very good when the fans call in and, you know, even when there's technical problems, which we have every now and then, and they're very patient and, you know, and good sports. And soap stars are very approachable and very, you know, or actually when you come down to it, they're normal, just like us, you know, just every, you know, sometimes we hold them on a pedestal, but they're just, you know, just like us.
Well, what's cool about them, I think what John Aniston kind of liked, it's just, you know, they get paid well, they're sort of famous, but they're not being chased by paparazzi, you know, they're not, most of the time, they're not in the tabloid.
Mm-hmm. They can go out into the stores. Mm-hmm.
They can go to Walmart,
they can
go to McDonald's. They get left alone.
Because I still remember Teo walking down the streets of Cape May with 2 grocery bags in his hand. Yeah, do his own shopping.
How many,
walk from the
how many people have run into Teo at the Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's. Yeah, somebody ran into him there. So,
a few people have run into him there,
Funny. Yeah, so that's
maybe
what,
not
yeah,
at Costco's. I don't know. I don't know if he goes to Costco's or not.
We know he doesn't serve
Costco
nuts at parties.
Or peanuts.
He does not serve Costco dip at parties. We know that.
No Costco dip at his parties.
No. I don't either. I just put it in another bowl.
Such a food job.
Yeah, that's why Teo's never been invited to any of our homes.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine having Teo at your house for dinner? Oh, my God.
Oh, that's pressure right there. But he's
I'm
great.
Sure he would be sweet.
He's very gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's time to wrap things up, girls. So.
Alrighty.
Well, I beat.
Well, it was fun.
Fun
talking with Kenneth, and nice to take a little trip down memory lane.
It's good to remember. It's, you know, really is all about friendship when it comes down to it. And glad we can help Kenneth out. I don't know how well we did in particular other than,
speaking of that,
you know.
We'll need another hoochie get-together sometime.
Oh, yeah.
After that whole hoochie thing,
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of fun. Someone's forgotten about that, but whatever. Oh, well.
Okay, so...
All right, well, good night, girls.
Good night. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.